Hello, my little slotettes. Although I've been told that's a little bit of a weird thing to call the people who listen to this, but you know. Today, we're going to talk about the girlfriend experience. I'm here with my dear friend, Trudy, from Cacophony Island. I'm actually with her on location at Cacophony Island smoking right now. Yeah, we're smoking a J out the front of the house, as you do.
Near the letterbox, even.
Yep.
In style.
It's a very stylish letterbox. It's got mail written on it, just in case somebody's...
There's no fucking number, though. The number wore off. I did a special fucking swooshy number out of polymer clay.
It was back to the girlfriend experience. No number. We're numb. That's kind of how you have to be sometimes when you're a woman in this world, is you just got to get numb. That's what we're doing now. And we're going to talk about the phenomena of the girlfriend experience. Trudy has experience in the sex industry and has got some stuff to say about it. I've had an experience like that, a couple of times, and it's a little odd. But I won't go into my stuff. I'll talk about that maybe later on. But I'm going to start by asking Trudy if you could give my listeners a little sort of intro to, you know, what you were doing, what sort of work you were doing when you were performing the girlfriend experience.
Oh, damn it. Which houses I was playing, do you mean?
Well, I guess we'll start by saying you worked in some... in some brothels, some low-rent brothels.
Uh-huh.
And when you did that work, you performed the girlfriend experience. How would you describe that?
Very briefly, my girlfriend experience, I can tell you the funniest one.
Okay.
I had someone come in and say, and this is in the quote part where they go in, have you ever been to a brothel?
No.
Oh,
no.
God damn it, we have to go.
Okay.
We'll go to Granville. Where was I? He came in. Okay. He came in, this guy. Older gentleman. And I don't know what, maybe Lebanese, maybe Turkish, maybe one of those. Anyway, who cares? He came in and he says, I want to make love. Right, and I've gone, okay, so you want the full hour then, sir? And he's gone, no, just the 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, okay. So, I do know what the girlfriend experience is, but no one's ever paid me for it.
So, have you known other sex workers who've performed the girlfriend experience?
And plenty. I've talked down from the girlfriend experience, dear.
You've talked down?
Yes. A lot of young girls go into the sex industry performing the girlfriend experience for free. Not extra.
I see. And so you have, I guess, been a mentor to these women and said...
Yes, I've slapped them around just a little.
So what happens when you perform the girlfriend experience?
You go away, you fall in love, you have a date, or two, or three, or four, or more.
So they're clients that come in and then start asking them out and they start being their client's girlfriend, basically.
That's it.
But unpaid.
Well, not unpaid if they're coming in on a weekly basis, is it?
Oh, I see. Okay, they're a regular client and they're performing this on like as an extra service but not charging for it.
Well, you'd usually charge for it by negotiation, but you wouldn't tell the house necessarily.
Okay, so that's something that... many sex workers do, kind of on the side?
I would suppose so. It's the only way to make money in the bizzo.
Well, my experience with the girlfriend, like being kind of like the girlfriend but not the girlfriend, is more, I call it being the side bitch. And so you end up kind of in this, I've ended up in this situation where, and I've spoken about it before, where I thought this person was single and they kind of were, but they kind of weren't, you know, they hadn't like expressly said it to one another. Mm-hmm. They just hadn't spoken for a few months. Mm-hmm. And then, it was all at the start. He's like, I'm not over her. And then I let down my guard. And then, anyway, I ended up being, like, really, like, doing a lot, like, in video chat, like, probably stuff like that cam girls would charge a lot for.
Right, exactly.
And so I was giving all of that away for free.
You got taken advantage of, love.
Mm. Yeah.
How do you feel?
Pretty bad about it. And it's hard to know how much of the affection that he showed me that, right, I really felt, exactly, was real.
Exactly. And that's the thing about it. You have to remain detached during it. Otherwise, you need talking down from it.
Because you can get into that, like, what in polyamory we called NRE, new relationship energy, and right, all those, like, brain. It's just like it's I've talked about it before, but being identifying as a love addict, because I get such strong chemicals, all the chemicals to your brain, all the dopamines, mm-hmm, and serotonins and other stuff, and it just, you know, my brain just lights up in love.
You know what I've done coming preparing for your visit?
What have you done?
I said coming preparing for your visit, didn't I? Fucking Freudian slip. I'll give you a Freudian slip. You want to see? Now where was I? Fuck, she makes me blush.
How did I make you blush?
I don't know. She's not at a distance, you see.
At a distance, I'm not so sexy. I'm more of a blur.
Right, now I'm walking away. Listen to my jingle bells.
So aren't we going to finish off about the girlfriend experience?
I'm just going to dance around the chairs a little bit.
Okay. Right, let's dance. We can do a little two-step.
All right, what else did you want to know?
I'll go anywhere with you, step
love
two.
Doll, how much? What?
All right, so how do I...
malfunction.
Yeah, well, my granny...
stripper gear.
My granny used to say, every fault is a fashion. And so, you know... Soon you're gonna have all the mums on Quakers Hill. All the hot mums of Quakers Hill will soon be sporting. Because she's wearing like a sort of like what sort of print? What sort of animal print is that? Like some sort of animal, random abstract expressionist animal print. Not quite zebra. Not quite anyway. And so the top is all. It's actually my favorite sort of maxi dress. It's like with the shearing elastic for the boobs, and then it sort of falls down from there. But the straps are dodge, and we just take the straps off. You
no,
just wear it. Why not?
I
why?
Straps.
Do they you why?
Hold my boobs up, doll. I don't like bras. Look.
And I don't like bras either, but I find that the shearing elastic is enough. You don't need the straps.
Not when it's coming apart, it isn't.
I hate straps. I'd much rather go without them, guys. We'll and I've got see. Way bigger boobs than
I like
Trudy.
Straps.
So, and I just let them. I just let them hang. Fuck it. They're doing that anyway. So.
Gravity,
you know,
have its way.
Yeah, it's already, it's had its way, well and truly. And now, for a brief interlude of the ambience of Cacophony Island, Foxtel, and we got the Daniel the year before, and yeah, so I had to cut a bit out. Yeah, I just did. So that's what this is for, is to make a comfortable segue between the two parts. And Trudy, you got anything else to say?
Yeah, don't call yourself a slut doll. It's bad form.
It's reappropriating the word, Trudy.
I know, but I'm not allowed to say the word cunt.
Why can't you say cunt?
I don't know. All these feminists have a problem with it.
You don't. Feminism is huge.
Feminism is a pain in my asshole.
Well, the womanist would probably agree. So, all right, you guys. That's enough out of me.